USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president, with this videotape message for President Trump about the coronavirus.
There's a number of specific suggestions that I know from in the past work, and some I think would work. And I'm prepared to offer them to the president. I understand if he doesn't want to take my advice, but it won't be, I told you so, Mr. President. It won't be if he decided to do what I suggested, I go back and say, well, I told the president to do that. This is beyond politics right now.
Those two Holland America cruise ships with sick passengers who've come down with the coronavirus finally docked at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, everyone being transported off the Zaandam and the Rotterdam, the healthy passengers off first responders and ambulances arriving to help the sick. And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus crisis causing a tidal wave of first-time unemployment claims. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
First, some background. On an average week in recent years, first-time jobless claims have hovered around 200,000. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week because of lost work because of the pandemic. And that's more than double the 3.3 million claims that were filed the week before. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And as we head into the weekend, many states issuing stay-at-home orders. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look at where the orders in effect.
More than 9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay at home over coronavirus concerns as we head into the weekend. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them, despite pressure on some to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.